be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in all the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received the reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, pray to your Father in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, that it may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Do not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. Your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, today, once again, we begin our Lenten journey as we celebrate Ash Wednesday. And Lent is such a beautiful gift that the church gives us every year. And I ask us this year to approach Lent as a gift from God, as a time for us to look into our own lives, to see where we need to grow as disciples of Christ. The Lenten season, my friend, should be approached with the spirit of joy, knowing that we're going to do our best to turn back to God. It's something that we should not dread, Lent, but rather a joyful journey to deepen our love and our renewal of who we are as disciples of Jesus. And we hear that in the readings today. Our readings challenge us not to go around looking gloomy and looking self-righteous, but rather being filled with joy. This Lent, our Holy Father, Pope Leo, has challenged us to not just give up. Yes, fasting is important, to give things up for Lent, but also to be giving. To be giving and giving up go side by side. And we're called to be charitable. Be charitable with what God has blessed us with, to be generous always. What we're doing right now on this first day of Lent is exactly what our Lord is asking us to do. He's telling us that Lent is a season where we reflect upon the community that we belong to. That Lent is not meant to be done alone, but rather we, during the season of Lent, are called to make our school better by paying attention, by making our families better, our parishes better, by reaching out to the lonely, to those who need us the most. In just a little bit, every single one of us is going to get a cross on our forehead. You could see I did Mass earlier today, so I already have my ash on my forehead. And the cross is a reminder to us that Jesus loves us for who we are. And that one of the best ways that we can overcome sin during this Lent is by going to confession. And Lent, my friends, is a season where we look to say, where can I do better in my life? Where can I repent? And finally, these beautiful ashes that we're going to receive in just a few minutes is a reminder that our life here on earth is temporary. But where is our true home? Where do we want to go one day? Where do we want to go one day? Heaven. And these ashes are a reminder that one day, God willing, we will be with Jesus forever in heaven. Every single Ash Wednesday without fail, I wake up starving. I'm hungry. It is kind of funny how that happens, right? And during Fridays, during lunch, I'll crave meat. And we have to kind of laugh about that. So my dear friends, let us use the season of Lent to become better disciples. Not grouchier, not grumpier, but holier and full of joy. Amen? Amen. So let's bow our heads right now. And let's ask Jesus to bless our Lenten season so that we may walk with Jesus this Lent and truly become holier each and every day.